Today's reading begins in Psalm 148, Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind, fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for His people. Praise for all His saints, for the people of Israel who are near to Him. Praise the Lord. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in His Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing, making melody to Him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That concludes the book of Psalms. It's taken us a little while to get through them. We'll be starting Proverbs, but before we conclude our reading for today, let's think about some of the things that we've read. Obviously, these are praise psalms. There was a lot of focus on praise, and it's a wonderful way to end the book of Psalms. Psalm 148 is a praise psalm that was intended to be used when they are gathered together, and it focuses on God's role as the God of Israel with His power over all of creation. The psalmist writes in such a way that he's exhorting heaven and angels and spiritual beings and all the celestial bodies to praise God, emphasizing that they only exist because God decided to create them by His own power. The psalmist then focuses on the world around us, that which is beneath heaven, and exhorts the earth and the animals and the people to praise God. It concludes by emphasizing this central place of Israel within God's concern, noting that God has placed Himself as the central source of help for Israel. Psalm 149 is another praise psalm that was intended to be used in a group setting, and it's in which the congregation, as well as all of Israel, praises God and sees their place in God's future judgment of these foreign nations. He calls on the Israelites to praise God and rejoice in Him. And while this primarily would have been focused on temple worship in Jerusalem, obviously God can be praised in other times and settings as well. He talks about them being moved to this, making melody with tambourine, dancing around, an outward show basically to those around them that they are happy and that they are praising their God. He then portrays their response to their worship of God as they await for justice with the nations and the peoples around them for Him to execute vengeance upon them. Even going so far as to mention two-edged swords in their hands, perhaps them expecting that God may use them to execute that vengeance. And both the ending and the beginning of the psalm have that statement, praise the Lord. And really, we should bookend our thoughts about God in a similar way. that we should begin with praise and end with praise, that we do not forget the position that God should have in our lives, that He deserves our worship, our praise, our adoration, our admiration. Finally, Psalm 150, yes, is another praise psalm that was used in a group setting, perhaps intended to be the final psalm in the book of Psalms, so that the proper focus might be left in the mind of the reader. He has this series of exhortations to praise God because of who He is, to praise Him in the temple, that place that they would expect His presence to be among them, and also to praise Him in heaven where the fullness of His glory truly dwells. Praise Him for His deeds and His character. Praise Him with a series of musical instruments for them, which implies enthusiasm and joy. And He concludes with a final call for everything to praise God. I just want to make a quick comment, since there's been a lot of focus on, the tambourine, the lyre, the dancing around. We don't serve God in the same way under the New Testament that they did under this Old Testament, this Mosaic covenant time period. But that doesn't mean we don't have the same joy and that we don't offer the same praise to God. You have to keep in mind that outward showing is not the measure of the praise to God. It is what is in our heart. It is what is in our mind. It's what we are offering to Him. We can praise the Lord according to His will today, to sing and make melody in our hearts, to offer Him our thanksgiving, our dedication, our lives, the deeds of our days. All of these things can be offered to the Lord with just as much joy and enthusiasm today as they were then. That concludes the book of Psalms. As I mentioned, we'll be starting tomorrow in the book of Proverbs. So I hope that you will be back at that point to listen to those readings. And I would also ask that you continue in prayer that God may be with us all.